The state's Department of Financial Services approved the average rate increases of 13.9% for around 350,000 New Yorkers in the individual insurance market and 3.9% for around 1 million enrolled in small group plans. The individual plan increases range from a high of 31.5% for HealthNow New York, that's offered by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Western New York, to a low of a 4.4% increase for Excellus in the Rochester area and in central New York. Don Ingalls with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Western New York and Blue Shield of Northeastern New York says the increase reflects uncertainties over the future of the ACA, as well as the fact that healthcare costs are rising.
The overwhelming reason is that the cost of care, that is the hospital costs and doctor costs and pharmaceutical costs and other costs in the healthcare system, continue to go up. And as insurers are having to pay more on behalf of their members to doctors and hospitals and pharmaceutical companies, then we need to increase the prices to cover those costs.
Ingalls says his company is not happy that it raised rates, but he says the insurer lost millions of dollars on the healthcare exchanges in the past 3 years.
As a nonprofit insurer, we take that very seriously. Every time we raise prices, we lose members because people can't afford it. And so it's not something we do lightly.
Many on the exchanges won't have to pay the full cost of the increases. They receive tax credits through the ACA, and the Republican-led Congress has so far not succeeded in repealing or replacing Obamacare. The increases will not affect most New Yorkers with health insurance provided by large employers, government employment, or through Medicaid-related state plans. But Leslie Moran with the New York Health Plan Association, which represents most of the insurance companies in the state, says rising health care costs are also a factor for those plans, too.
Those continue to go up. In the case of pharmacy costs, they're going up at double digits year after year.
Moran says a larger concern with all of the proposed changes to the ACA swirling in Washington is to maintain a stable insurance marketplace in New York, where the Obamacare exchange has been relatively healthy, with 17 different plans offered.
We don't really know this is intended to keep the marketplace stable for 2018, but who knows? If Congress comes back and does something that none of us expect, we'll have to react to that.
But she says if big, unexpected changes occur, insurance companies do not get a do-over. The new rates are locked in for another year. No one from the Department of Financial Services was available for an interview, but the agency does point out in its announcement that the rates for individuals are still 55% lower than they were before the ACA was enacted. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.